91X News.
It's 10 degrees and mainly sunny at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Carl Ayotte. Online journalism students at Loyola's College broke new grounds today with the launch of their hyperlocal websites. Students cover stories on multiple platforms that cater to a certain audience. 7 sites were launched, varying themes from sports and agreement environment to what happens to rurally in Quinte area. Dean of Media Studies, Jane Harrison, says these websites help acknowledge what people care about.
They care, you know, why did that house burn down next door? And it might not have been a huge fire, so it doesn't make the big news.
Hyperlocal news is directed to a certain geographic area of interest. Yesterday morning, Belleville police received a complaint of a male exposing his genitalia on South Church Street. The suspect was described as an heavyset, white, approximately 6'8", mid to late 20s, dark complexion to secretly heard, was wearing a black jacket and red stripes, blue jeans, and a black toque. The complainant said that the male was walking toward her and with his genital exposed. Anyone with information is asked to call the Belleville police. The fate of Belleville's Memorial Arena is still uncertain, but one thing's for sure, farmers market vendors say they don't want to move their craft and their fresh produce stands inside. Renny Rogers has the story.
It's an idea that has been discussed by city officials, but 23 out of the 24 vendors who attended a recent annual meeting voted against the move inside the Memorial Arena, which is located beside Market Square. Jackie Tapp is president of Belleville Farmers Market Vendors Association. She says there are a number of reasons why the farmers would rather stay outside.
We do not want to foot the heat bill for the Memorial Arena. If you can see how high the roof is there, the heat bill would be phenomenal. That, and there's no access for bigger trucks and larger loads. And in order to actually make a living, you have to sell quite a bit of stuff.
Belleville's Director of Recreation, Culture and Community Services, Mark Fleur, says the subcommittee in charge of deciding what will happen to the arena will take the farmers' vote into consideration. Renee Rogers, 91X News, Belleville.
A young man accused, along with his parents, of killing his 3 sisters told the police interrogator his mother had nothing to do with the death and that she had been talking about suicide. Court heard Tuesday. The jury in the murder trial watched the video of the interrogation of Ahmed Safia, 20, after he was arrested more than 2 years ago in the death of his sister in one of his father's 2-wife polygamous marriage. Some questions are being raised about the proposal to revitalize downtown Belleville. At last night's council meeting, councillors raised a number of concerns from the business community about cutting parking in half on Campbell Street in Belleville. Mark Flotter is the city's director of Recreation, Culture and Community Services and a spokesman for Downtown Task Force. He says the parking is always an issue.
Parking is always an issue in every community, but Belleville's expressed it in its way, and we need to look at that in conjunction with traffic, look at it in conjunction with land use, look at as in the bigger picture. We have to look at parking as a component of the overall design of the urban area.
Toronto's deputy mayor says officials are hoping for Occupy protesters to leave downtown park peacefully. Eviction notices were delivered and the demonstrators this morning. Deputy Mayor Doug Holliday says the city has been patient with the demonstrators, but it's time for them to leave. Protesters have been camped in the park for a month. Saugeen Shores Council wants the Environment Ministry to review the proposal for the CAW turbine development in Port Elgin. Mayor Mike Smith says the CAW website near a built-up residential area is not the proper place for a wind turbine. Council had voted to ask the ministry to review and perhaps suspend or revoke the certificate of approval for the wind turbine. It would be only at 150 meters from the private homes. The CRTC has rejected the usage-based billing model proposed by Bell to govern how big the telecom firms can charge wholesale company who sell internet service. It is opting instead for 2 different billing methods. The big telephone and cable company can either charge a flat rate to the wholesale customer for internet service, or they can sell specific amount of capacity on their networks to the resellers. Bell had wanted to charge wholesale customers by their volume of data they use. The CRTC launched a review after a social media campaign by independent ISPs. They feared the big telecom companies would force them to charge their retail customers for usage above certain level, as many large providers do. Peel Regional Police said a fourth person has been arrested in the alleged kidnapping of Brampton woman. Police say 28-year-old Jura Jasal turned himself in last night. He is charged with kidnapping, forcible confinement, extortion and assault. A fifth man, 32-year-old Vajinder Singh, is still being sought. Police say 38-year-old woman was taken from her residence Friday and was located at the Mississauga home Sunday. Toronto police say driver of a truck involved in a collision that killed a cyclist will not be charged. 38-year-old Jenna Morrison died last week after she fell under the truck near Dundas Street and Sterling Road in the city's West End. Police say an extensive investigation concluded that the 55-year-old truck driver did nothing illegal. Hundreds of cyclists rode around Toronto Street this morning in memory of Morrison. A bicycle painted in white was carried at the front of the procession. And a public memorial is being held this evening at Bloor Street United Church. In Ottawa, New Democrats MP Olivia Chow renewed her call for AV trucks to be equipped with protective wheel guard. Chow said the plans to introduce a private member's bill to make the guards mandatory on all trucks across Canada. That's 91X News to 506. Jose de Barros at Sports Next.
Doyle's Windows presents 5 great reasons to add a sunroom.
Number 1, bring the outdoors indoors.
Number 2, enjoy the sun and stars day and night all year round.
Number 3, add space and natural light anywhere, anytime.
Number 4, create that elegant finishing touch to your home.
And number 5, improve your quality of life with a dual purpose space, from special occasions to everyday living. Your new sunroom is bound to become the most popular room in your house.
Doyle's Windows and Sunrooms. 58 years serving southeastern Ontario. Call 969-0214 or visit doyleswindows.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Josie DeBarros with 91X Sports. There are no games on the schedule for the OHL tonight. The Belleville Bulls are preparing to play the Peterborough Petes at the Yardman Arena tomorrow night. In Junior A, there are 2 games to be played. The Kingston Voyageurs go on the road to play the Peterborough Stars at 7 o'clock, while at 7:30, the Milton Ice Hawks play the Buffalo Junior Sabres. There is only 1 game to be played in Empire B tonight. The Napanee Raiders host the Picton Pirates at 7:30. It's a busy night in the NHL with 9 games on the schedule. Toronto is home to Phoenix. The Toronto Maple Leafs have a chance to move back into first place in the NHL's Northeast Division tonight. The Senators are in Calgary. The Stanley Cup champion Boston Bruins put a 5-game winning streak on the line against New Jersey. The NHL's general managers are meeting today in Toronto. They're looking to clarify the rules about contact involving goalies. The discussion comes about after a collision between Boston forward Milan Lucic and Buffalo goalie Ryan Miller over the weekend. Lucic received a charging minor on the play. Miller suffered a concussion. The American League Cy Young Award goes to Detroit Tigers ace Justin Verlander. He picked up all 28 first-place votes from members of the Baseball Writers Association of America. Verlander won the pitching Triple Crown in the American League by going 24-5, with a 2.40 ERA and 250 strikeouts. Jared Weaver of the Los Angeles Angels was second in voting, and James Shields of Tampa Bay was third. Today is a big day in European soccer, as 4 nations qualify to take the remaining spots available for next year's Euro 2012 tournament. Croatia tied Turkey at home today, but thanks to a 3-0 victory against the Turks on Friday, they have advanced. As well, Ireland booked their place with a 1-1 draw at home to Estonia, winning the series 5-1. The Czech Republic also went through after their win over Montenegro 1-0, winning 3-0 overall. The last place is being disputed at this time between Portugal and Bosnia-Herzegovina, with Portugal leading 2-1 at halftime. If it stays as it is, Portugal will advance. In 2014 World Cup qualifying, Canada finishes up their Round 2 schedule with a game against St. Kitts and Nevis at BMO Field in Toronto. Canada has already clinched a spot into the next round of qualifying. The UFC is among a group taking New York State to court over a law banning pro-mixed martial arts. The lawsuit has been filed in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. It challenges the state law for violating numerous provisions of the U.S. state's constitution, including the First Amendment, the Equal Protection Clause, and Due Process Clause. The lawsuit argues that the state ban was imposed in 1997, when MMA was unregulated and prohibited in many U.S. states. The lawsuit has been filed by the UFC, fighters, fans, trainers, and others involved in MMA. Send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Carl Ayotte with 91x weather.
Tonight, a few clouds increasing cloudiness after midnight with a temperature steady near 8. Tomorrow, cloudy with 40% chances of shower in the morning and a high of 12. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy and a low of plus 2. It's 10 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Carl Ayotte with Josie DeBarros, 91X News.